Outside the entrance to the National Archives in Washington, D.C. are two statues, each one conveying wisdom about how to build a better future. The first statue is titled Past. It is a sculpture of an old man staring back through time. He's holding a closed book, which represents history. Past events are over, unchangeable. Carved into the statue's base is a paraphrase from Confucius that reads, "Study the past." It's reminding us to remember the past and to learn from it. The second sculpture is titled Future. It depicts a young woman contemplating what's ahead. The book she holds is open, representing all that's still to come. The engraving beneath her is a line from Shakespeare that reads, "What is past is prologue." In other words, everything that happens today influences everything that will happen tomorrow. The wisdom of those two statues is clear. Study the past and understand it, because history is always the best teacher. Life is all about learning from our mistakes. Creating a better tomorrow is always about living as we should today. We learn how to do that by understanding the past. As we do, we see more clearly how things ought to be and work to improve it. From the future of your household to the future of our nation, the way forward is to study the past and understand it, because history is always the best teacher. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly. Hey everyone, on Monday, listen to the latest release of my podcast, Refocus with Jim Daly. Dr. John Lennox talks about how we need to show both love and truth to others.
Love and truth, they find difficult to put together, because love without truth becomes sloppy sentiment and truth without love becomes hard and can be vicious.
Dr. Lennox will help you overcome barriers when sharing your faith on the next Refocus with Jim Daly.